Chapter 84. The Friday noon prayer, called Khutbah, was typically the highest attended Muslim service of the week. It was the time when the resident mosque imam would offer a separate, faith-inspiring sermon before leading the assemblage in prayer. At Istanbul's Fatah Mosque, the prayer hall remained oddly empty, despite the muezzin's recent call to prayer. The khutbah was normally packed to the gills, with dozens of people spilling out of the prayer hall and into the courtyard, hoping to catch a glimpse of Mufti Batal while listening to his words of hope. But that was not the case today. Barely 50 ardent followers stood in the open hall as Mufti Batal entered and stepped to a raised platform near the mihrab. The once mighty Mufti looked like he had aged 20 years in the past week. His eyes were sunken and cold, his skin pale and lifeless. The swagger and conceit that had fueled his rise to power was completely absent. Gazing at the sparse crowd, he trembled slightly, suppressing the single emotion of rage. Speaking in a subdued voice, he began his homily railing against the dangerous, unchecked powers of the establishment. In uncharacteristic fashion, he was soon rambling incoherently, targeting a litany of perceived ills and threats. The somber faces staring back at him in disillusionment finally checked his diatribe. Ending his sermon abruptly, he recited a short passage from the Quran dealing with redemption, then led the small audience in prayer. Not wishing to mingle with his brethren, Batal quickly stepped to the side of the prayer hall and entered an anteroom where he kept a small office. He was surprised to find a bearded man in the room seated in front of his desk. He was dressed in the faded white shirt and trousers of a laborer and wore a wide-brimmed hat that partially covered his face.
"Who let you in here?" Batal thundered at the man.
The stranger stood and raised his head to look Batal in the eye, then tugged on his fake beard.
"I let myself in, Altan," replied the haggard voice of Ozdin Jelik.
Beneath his commoner's disguise, his appearance was not far removed from that of Batal's. He had the same drawn, gaunt face and pasty skin, only his eyes burned with a greater, somewhat crazed intensity.
"You have endangered me by coming here," Batal hissed.
He quickly stepped to the back door and opened it cautiously, sticking his head out in surveillance.
"Come, follow me," he said to Jelik, then slipped out the door.
He led him down a corridor, then entered a seldom-used storage room at the rear of the mosque. A washing machine was wedged into one corner, fronted by a cluster of old towels left to dry on a wire clothesline. As Jelik followed him in, Batal closed the door behind him and locked it.
"Why have you come here?" he asked impatiently.
"I need your help to get out of the country."
"Yes, your life is finished in Turkey, as nearly is mine."
"I have sacrificed everything for you, Altan. My wealth, my property, even my sister," he added, his voice quivering. "It was all done for the aim of making you president."
Batal stared at Jelik with nothing but contempt.
"You have destroyed me, Ozdin," he said, his face flush with anger. "I was crushed in the election. My benefactors have disappeared. My congregation has abandoned me, all because you have tainted my reputation. And now this."
He pulled the letter out of his pocket and winged it at Jelik. The Turk ignored it, simply shaking his head as it fell to the floor.
"It is from the Diyanet. I have been relieved as Mufti of Istanbul."
Batal's eyes flared as he sneered at Jelik.
"You have utterly destroyed me."
"It was all done to achieve our destiny," Jelik replied quietly.
Batal could control his emotions no longer. He grabbed Jelik by his shirt and flung him across the room. Jelik fell against the hanging laundry, snapping the line as he dropped to the ground covered in towels. He struggled to get to his feet, but Batal was already on him. Grabbing a loose end of the clothesline, Batal quickly wrapped it around Jelik's throat and drew it tight. Jelik fought back fiercely, punching and flailing at the Mufti. But Batal was too big and powerful, and too bent on vengeance. Surging with pent-up rage, he ignored Jellic's blows and yanked the line tighter. The horror of being strangled was not lost on Jellic. Struggling to breathe, he saw a parade of his own garrotted victims flash before his eyes as the life was slowly choked from his body. Failing in a last desperate attempt to break free, he stared at the Mufti with a combination of fear and defiance before his eyes rolled back and his body fell limp. Batal kept his death grip on Jellic for another 5 minutes, less out of assurance than psychotic fury. Finally letting go, he stepped slowly from the dead man, staggering out of the storage room with trembling hands and a permanently disabled mind. It was late the next morning when Jellic's body was discovered by a Bosphorus fisherman. Surreptitiously dumped into the harbor, it had floated about the Golden Horn for most of the night before drifting ashore at Seraglio Point. The expired body of Ozdan Jellic, the world's last Ottoman, was found just a few steps from the walls of Topkapi, in the shadow of the glory of his legendary ancestors.